You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Rangers are off to a fine start to the 2016 season. Let's talk a little bit about that. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with T.R. Sullivan, covers the Rangers, of course. And T.R., I want to talk about the kind of humorous thing that happened during the game last night. Rangers were playing the Astros, and I believe it was Elvis Andrus thought he had a home run. And it turned out that it wasn't, but he started doing his home run trot. And in the dugout after he scored, Adrian Beltre didn't look real happy with him. So it was kind of a humorous thing, but it was also sort of sent a little bit of a message also, just kind of, you know, what kind of leader Adrian Beltre is. So what is the dynamic between those players, and what all happened with that?
They're both nuts. I mean, Beltre's going to get on Elvis Andrus every chance he gets. So that just gave him another opportunity to just get all over him, because Andrus torments Beltre. So they go back and forth each other. Last night was the latest episode. So, you know, Andrus hit a ball that looked like it was a home run. It was a double. He got a double. It was no big deal. But he gave Beltre a chance to just get all over him. So he's not going to let that pass up.
Yeah, you call him his best friend and his arch nemesis. Honestly, I sort of was like in and out watching the game last night, and when I saw that exchange, I thought maybe someone had touched Beltre's head. He looked really mad.
That would be a serious capital offense, punishable by murder or by execution. But I don't think that happened last night.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I mean, the good thing that came out of it was everyone was talking about, oh, Beltre is a great leader. And, of course, you know, everyone likes him anyway. And regardless of whether it was just like a nothing thing between them, I mean, you know, the message was sent that you should probably.
Beltre can goof off as much as anybody. Beltre does enough nutty stuff on his own, although you would never catch him jogging out of the batter's box. But Beltre certainly is not afraid to do something goofy on the field either. Like last week, he was arguing with an umpire about a foul ball that bounced out of the stands, and he was insisting it was an out because it hit off the fan's head. So, you know, go figure.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, let's move on. So let's talk about Derek Holland's outing. It was, you know, I wasn't impressed with either one of these guys, with Feldman or Holland, but Holland did say he got stronger as he went on. He did manage to put in however many innings. What was your sort of impression of him early and later, and did you buy that he was getting stronger?
Well, yeah, because he had like 6 or 7 days off because of the rainouts and the off day and stuff like that. So he was working on, I can't remember, 6 or 7 days rest, but it was a couple of days extra rest. And when you do that, Allison, your command is not very good. That's one thing Nolan Ryan told me, that the longer you go between starts, the less command you have. And I think you saw that last night with Holland as he was struggling early, trying to get the ball where he wanted. And I think once he got a couple innings under him, he was able to get a little better command and get through his innings. So I think that was probably a contributing factor right there. You know, everybody lays an egg once in a while as a pitcher, and that certainly wasn't an egg for Derek. He was the winning pitcher, but I think you just saw a little bit of the layoff affect him.
The Rangers have won 8 straight games at home versus the Astros. Of course, that dates back to last season. What do you think about that? Can it get into a team's head either way? Does it mean anything? Are the Rangers aware of that? You know, when it comes to just this early in the season, obviously it's the first game these two teams are playing there. Does that mean anything to have this kind of home winning streak?
Not if Dallas Keuchel's on the mound, which he'll be on Thursday. That's a pretty good way to break a losing streak. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, the Astros, I think, won 17 out of 19 over the Rangers. Now the Rangers have kind of reversed that. We've seen that in this division, and I'm sure other divisions too, where, you know, one team will dominate for a while, and then they'll switch it around. A lot of it has to do with getting the right starting pitcher on the mound. You know, the Rangers just beat up Scott Feldman a little bit last night, and got to their bullpen. But what the Astros need is, you know, a couple of good starting outings from their starters like Doug Fister and Dallas Keuchel, and, you know, they right the ship. That's why you have those big number one starters like Cole Hamels to break those losing streaks.
Yeah, I'm starting to, I know it's really early, really, really early, but just judging from, I don't know, the rotations, I just feel like the Rangers are definitely have the advantage so far. but.
Well, I thought the Rangers' rotation would be better than people expected because of, you know, the past success that they've had. The big thing with them, Allison, is they were all, a lot of them were coming off injury. You know, Martin Perez had the Tommy John. Holland had, you know, a couple of different things. You know, Colby Lewis has, you know, gone through one hurricane after another and come out on the other side and pitched pretty well. A.J. Griffin's been out 2 years, but he was a pretty good pitcher in 2013. So, you know, I kind of thought the Rangers were going to have a very good starting pitching staff. The big thing was, were they going to stay healthy? And when they came out of spring training, you know, everybody intact, you know, there was, I had a feeling there was a good chance they could get off to a pretty good start, and that's what this rotation has done. I mean, the bullpen has had their lapses that have been a little bit surprising, but I think the rotation has been better than what a lot of people expected, not realizing how good they once were.
Yeah, and that provides a good segue to just talking a little bit about Yu Darvish. He could have his first rehab start in less than a week, which is just the first step toward getting back. It's not like they're accelerating things. He's still due back mid to late May, has another batting practice session. But the important thing is that he's still on schedule and he's not having any kind of issues as he's moving forward, staying on schedule. And I guess that's the most important thing right now.
Yeah, the Rangers are thrilled with how this whole thing has gone. Every batting practice he's thrown, or every bullpen session he's thrown, Doug Brokel has been, you know, giddy about what they've seen, and Jeff Benison has been optimistic, and Darvish, when he's deigned to talk, has been very optimistic. So far, so good. You know, he's got to go face some hitters and got to face the likes of, you know, Corpus Christi or Oklahoma City or, you know, Northwest, Southeast, Central Arkansas, but you know, he's got to go out and pitch about 4 to 6 rehab games, and once he gets those done, then, you know, he'll be back in the rotation.
And I wanted to ask you just about fast starts. I was just kind of running through quickly, like, the statistics of the Rangers hitters. Is there anybody that stands out to you? I mean, Andres looks like he's hitting really well. DeShields has got a few strikeouts, but he seems to be having a nice start to the season. Is there anybody that, like, stands out as, oh, this could, you know, this could mean something good. This needed to happen because of things that have happened in the past. Anything like that, like a guy that's kind of started off well?
Well, Andrus is hitting like 350 in April, which, you know, is April, but he hit 230 the last 2 years in April. So to see him get off to a good start, I think is a little bit reason for some optimism. I think the lineup this year has done very well. You know, he's off to a pretty good start. Even though he's had some strikeouts, like you said, I really like Ryan Rua. I think this kid could hit. I think we've talked about this a few weeks ago. I still think this is a guy who could end up getting 400 at bats somehow during the season, somehow, some way. You know, Prince Fielder's driving a lot of runs, and he's hitting about 170. I was joking with him the other day. Every time your batting average goes down 10 points, you get another RBI. Beltre's off to a nice start. I think their offense hasn't started clicking yet, but I think it's getting pretty close.
Yeah, they say it's not how you start, it's how you finish, but there is not a baseball player that would tell you that it's not nice to start off well. So the Rangers are having a good start. So thank you, TR. Appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.